have a couple of updates for you here that I want to share with you. It's kind of important. The first one comes to us from the public health of Madison and Dane County, Wisconsin. Hot off the presses. A new order goes into effect restricting, among other things, mass gatherings at restaurants and bar activity. We base these restrictions on public health data and evidence. Then it goes on to read this way. If you're worried about this uptick in cases of COVID-19, we ask that you worry less about people protesting and more about how you, your family, and your friends can change their social behavior to slow the spread of the virus. We also ask that you consider your assumptions. What racial biases do you have that have led you to believe that protesting is the driver of this pandemic instead of the actions that are actually driving it? Change your behavior and your family and your assumptions about race. You see, because you're a racist, if you think large people, groups of people gathering together, yelling and hollering would spread this disease. No, it's young people gathered together, hollering about football and sports and bars that passes it around, not people hollering at each other about Black Lives Matter. Wake up. Okay, I got that off my chest. That's a public health announcement from, again, Madison and Dane counties, Wisconsin. Well done. It's your fault because you're a racist that COVID spreads, if you had any doubts. From a listener, I get this. A listener who's obviously trolling, but I don't mind. Steve, other countries have dealt with this pandemic decisively, and their economies have opened up, and their kids will be back in school. Just from a super quick Google search, I was able to prove your numbers wrong on recent pandemics. We have failed as a country to deal with this virus effectively. Well, Holly, let me say this. You weren't able to prove my numbers wrong because here's what I shared with her. Numbers for recent pandemics being 1918, 1957, and 1968. The Spanish flu, the Singapore flu, and the Hong Kong flu. I shared those numbers, and let me share them with you. And as I told her, I'm willing to teach math. I'm feeling generous. I've been playing math teacher here for the last few weeks and months anyway with homeschooling, so I'm feeling generous. In 1957, roughly 125,000 people in America died from the Singapore flu. Adjusted for our much larger population, that would equate to around 225,000 to 250,000 people today. The 1968 pandemic killed just over 100,000 Americans. And again, adjusting for population, today we have 328 million. That would be between 165,000 and 175,000 people dead in 2020 as a percentage of your population. And at least 650,000 Americans died in the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918, 19, and 20. By today's figures, that'd be 2.5 million people. 2.5 million people would die in America. So it's unfortunate that so many people are so illiterate when it comes to mathematics. You see, math matters. Let me try to make it even simpler for folks. Let me make it even simpler. In 1918... there were 103 million Americans. You can check, verifiable fact, the United States Census. 103 million Americans, 650,000 died. That's 0.63% of the population. Simple stuff, right? 1957, 0.07% of the population died from the Singapore flu. 1968, it was 0.05%. And so far, from COVID-19... at 130,000 deaths being attributed to COVID-19, which we believe those numbers are a bit expanded, that comes out to 0.039%. 0.039% is the number of Americans in the population that have fallen to this pandemic. It may exceed 1968 at some point. It's not likely. But it's possible. Because I say that, because the number of deaths have slowed to less than 300 a day in the United States. Now, having said that, have we seen a great increase in the number of cases in Florida and Texas and elsewhere? Yes, we have. The majority of those are having positive outcomes. However, we can look at the numbers in Texas and realize the number of hospitalizations in Texas has gone up by about 6,000 people over the last month. 6,000 more people are hospitalized in Texas from COVID-19 than they were on June the 7th. So, yes, that's an incredible increase. It also leaves plenty of room in the hospitals and the ICUs. There are almost 6,000 ventilators available this morning in Texas. 6,000.
Is it possible to turn on the
So we still have in your office. A lot of capacity remaining, a tremendous amount of capacity remaining as far as what's happening in Texas. We'll keep an eye on that. And let me give you something else here. Let me give you something else. The number of people dying in America from COVID-19 is 130,000. Just so you have some perspective, I think it's important to have perspective as people continue to have these panic moments. In America this year, preventable hospital accidental deaths, something that happened to you at the hospital that was preventable and avoidable that takes your life, 448,000 Americans will die from an event like that. 500,000 will die from smoking-related diseases. 120,000 from obesity, 647,000 from heart disease, 472,000 from high blood pressure. Straight up accidental death, 170,000. Cancer, 610,000. Stroke, 140,000. So right there I named seven different fatalities that exceed what's happening with COVID-19. Other preventable deaths? 85,000 of us will die from diabetes, 75,000 from overdose, more than 60,000 will take our own lives this year. Sad but true. Alcohol will kill 85,000. Car accidents, 43,000. And the list goes on. Perspective is important. That does not dismiss or lessen the loss of life created by COVID-19, but it is important to have perspective. It is important to have perspective on all of this. We'll take a quick break. We're in the no panic zone. It's the Steve Gruber Show for a Wednesday, July the 8th, 2020. Don't go anywhere.